Espionage intelligence has often been described as a force multiplier. Scholar Michael Handel has offered an explanation of precisely what this means in the context of modern military operations. Good intelligence will act as a force multiplier by facilitating a more focused and economical use of force. On the other hand, when all other things are equal, poor intelligence acts as a force divider by wasting and eroding strength. In the long run, therefore, the side with better intelligence will not only use its power more profitably, but will also more effectively conserve it. How much of a force multiplier is good intelligence? Game theorists offer us a powerful illustration of just how much good intelligence can turn the tide in a seemingly hopeless situation. Game theorists evaluate outcomes on the basis of a numerical weighting of all possible outcomes, from the least desirable to the most desirable. In the classic David and Goliath scenario, game theorists have chosen the game of chicken, a game we all know from the 1955 movie starring James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause. The game of chicken is simple. Two drivers line up at opposite ends of an isolated patch of road and proceed at high speeds directly towards one another as their friends and peers watch. The winner, the guy who inevitably gets the girl, is the courageous and foolhardy soul who refuses to swerve his car. The loser is the chicken who loses his nerve and swerves his car before impact. Obviously, in this scenario, a head-on collision is the worst possible outcome, and both drivers swerving is a draw. The ideal outcome is therefore to hold on long enough to force the other guy to swerve. Now, the importance of intelligence as a force multiplier can be illustrated by altering the terms of this basic game of chicken. For instance, ask the wily game theorist, what if you are playing a game of chicken against God, against some sort of omniscient creator? What if your adversary is infinitely more powerful than you are? Most of us automatically assume that we cannot possibly win in this scenario, but that conclusion would be wrong. The solution lies in sharing intelligence with your adversary ahead of time. If God knows ahead of time that under no circumstances will you ever swerve your car, that you would rather die than lose this game, then God, as a rational actor, must always swerve and you must always win. And if good espionage intelligence can bring you victory against an all-powerful deity like God, you can begin to imagine the importance of espionage in the annals of human history.